Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. You may think that the Patriots have the advantage in this week's matchup against the Houston Texans, seeing as how the Texans are sitting at 2-9, but don't discount their weapons. Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly breaks down the keys to this matchup. It's time for 3 points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
We could sit here and talk about that Denver game all day for another whole show, but it's time to move on. The Patriots are headed to Houston for a Sunday game at 1 o'clock for a change. And I could try to break this down, offense, defense, Patriots, Texans, come up with a whole bunch of different X's and O's, but really, to me, the number one thing is focus. The Patriots need to be focused. They're coming off two extremely emotional games, primetime games, with a lot of fanfare in Carolina and then here with the big comeback against the Broncos. And now you're playing a team that's on a 9-game losing streak. Houston thought they were going to be a big player in the AFC this year. It hasn't turned out that way. And really, they have nothing to play for. And the Patriots know it. But they can't play like that. So, number one item on the agenda this week for the Patriots, simple, focus. Okay, it's part of my contract. I do have to go into some X's and O's, so I'm going to give you a couple here. Number one, for Houston, that defense is still pretty good, and it's really for one reason. That's J.J. Watt. It's still one of the top-ranked units in the league, but Watt is just absolutely immense. He's capable of ruining a game all by himself. The Patriots did a great job of making sure that didn't happen in both meetings last year. The Patriots' offensive line has struggled at times this season, dealing with some more injuries now. Marcus Cannon might be a little bit banged up. J.J. Watt is the guy you have to control. If you can control him, you control the Texans, and you're able to move the ball and put points on the board. I'm going to close it out this week with another individual matchup on offense for Houston. It's all about Andre Johnson. Whether it's Matt Schaub or Case Keenum, and it's going to be Keenum starting the game for Houston, they like to get the ball to Andre Johnson. He's one of the best, most underrated wide receivers in this league, and he's had just a storied career, and he's still making plays despite the fact that Houston can't score consistently enough to win football games. He is a very dangerous guy. Again, you're dealing with those injuries in the secondary. Aqib Talib a little bit compromised with that hip problem. I think he'll probably get that assignment. He did very well against Johnson last year. Right there, that's the guy. You shut down Johnson, you shut down Houston. It's pretty simple. Watt and Johnson. I could see two different scenarios for this game coming out. Both of them would involve a Patriots win. The first one is bad, though. If they do not focus and they're not ready to play and they're still thinking about that comeback over Denver, it's going to be a dogfight. All these games have been close. Houston, despite the record, really has been competitive in most games. If the Patriots don't show up to play, they'll be competitive in this one. I think that's not going to happen. I think right now this team is flying high, and they're going to go into Reliant Stadium and blow the doors off of Houston. I don't think this is going to be close. I think they get up early, and they stay ahead and stay focused. 31-13 Patriots. Just a quick one-game road trip, then right back here for a game next week against Cleveland, as Al Michaels would say.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.